Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Mick, and Ronnie, and Keith. Rolling Stones, what an honour, what a privilege for the Rolling Stones to be the first official artist featured in a whole brand spanking new season. Yes, it's season one, episode one, or is it episode 51 of Sound and Nick's Vision? It's Nick Elliott back with a vengeance, with all sorts of other wonderful things, and a whole new sparklingly delightful audio programme.
We are. We're here together, you and me.
Well, I know.
And we're going to do something new, something very special.
You know, there are people probably in Italy at this moment sort of clinging on to the whole thing. Saying,
I think we've always been a good duo.
We'll see, because actually I can reveal that the sixth selection is actually over to my choice. Actually, that is Alex's choice. Wow, what can I say? I'm impressed. Whether you will be, Nick, who knows? But we'll
wait
to
see. With bated breath.
So let's assume it's not season 2, episode 1. Let's assume it's show number 51. This used to be the number that you used to live at, I believe.
It was the number of my family home. We always used to refer to my family home as 51. That was the address, but it was always called 51.
And was there a lot of tumbling dice that went on?
There was, and I've featured quite a few kind of artists in this playlist that would have been played in those formative years, we'll say.
Not that we want to give anything away, but we will, because it's called The Menu in radio terms. Dire Straits, Beck, Motley Crue, Cast, David Bowie, just some of the artists that are going to be coming through. Actually, no Motley Crue, we just realised. Lot of Crues.
No, we had the sack right there,
yeah,
we?
Yeah, Motley Crue, naughty words.
Little tinkers.
Very upsetting. Still, never mind. Maybe they'll come back later with a more radio-friendly version. It's what it's all about.
We'll have a look.
Moving on to Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen and Adam Clayton Jr.
Yeah.
Who I believe you've worked with, have you not?
No, nothing with you two, no.
I always feel you should have worked with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking here, Nick Elliott, photographer, for people who are actually just joining the programme and actually experiencing sound and Nick's vision for the first time. Nick, he's the other voice today, is the English rock art photographer. Notice the way I said that. The English rock art photographer. Best known for black and white images of the world's best known musicians. And yep. That's why I thought, surely you too, they must have been featured.
No, there are a few that I haven't actually done anything with or never even had the opportunity to shoot, which is a bit of a drag, because they're a seriously good band.
Well, it's their loss, Nick, obviously.
I'd agree.
If you're out there, Bono, give him a ball.
Give us a ring,
exactly.
Mate.
That's
give us a
all
ring.
About, you know?
Forget the political stuff.
From the Joshua Tree, an absolutely awesome album. This is U2 with or without you.
Without you.
pop quiz question for you, Nick Elliott.
Pop quiz question.
When was the Joshua Tree released on the world?
That's sometime in the 80s, I would say. Mm-hmm. Probably 83.
88.
Really?
1988.
That late?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Long after they'd done Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Happy New Year, New Year's Day, and all
and
the rest of the
business. And of course,
Live Aid. Well, of course, exactly. But
I thought they were one of the star turns of the whole gig.
One of the best albums, I think, in the planetary history.
Yeah,
of Earth.
I'd agree.
So there we are. We're agreed on that, which is great. And we are already 11 minutes, 9 seconds into the production. Oh, it's going so well. And it will continue to do so because the music is great. And we move on to a Geordie band. Well, I say Geordie band. Obviously, Mark Knopfler, he heads it up. Why, hey, pet. Why did I actually go into a cliche Geordie routine? I don't know. Sometimes. Water of Love, not Walk of Life, because initially I thought, was there a typo here? A double typo. Is it Walk of Life? But no, you've gone for Water of Love, one of their lesser known tunes.
This is one of their very early tracks off one of their early albums. And again, to go back to the 51 scenario, this band was listened in the early days a lot at Family Home. This is a great track.
Once there was a river,
kept up until the very last beat begins to fade into the distance, like evanescence, really. Memories fading on until they become completely lost in the mists of time. Sorry, Nick, I'm waxing lyrical. It is Show 51.
Wax
Sound,
away.
Sound and Nick's vision. Of course, there was a time where wax cylinders was critical to the whole thing when it came to music, long before rock and roll, of course.
Indeed.
Never mind. So, in terms of listening to music at number 51, was that Peterborough?
Yes, it was.
Don't want to give any other names away, because obviously the National Trust have put up the plaque and so on.
The legend that is Peterborough. Yeah, well, I've come over from Peterborough today, actually.
That's strange, but true. And we move from Dire Straits to Beck.
Now, this guy, I really like this guy. Mm. And I'd never really bothered with much of his work before, you know. I thought I had a problem with his name, believe it or not.
What, like David Beckham?
Well, it was going there, wasn't it? You know, and that other client that he hangs out a lot with, yeah. But I literally caught this thing on another radio station, which I won't mention. But this guy is very good, really, very, very good. We'd whack it in.
Yeah, does he have a sequel called Evening?
I don't
or
know.
Afternoon.
I don't know.
Or indeed lunchtime.
I don't know. I really don't.
Oh well, in the words of Ed Stewpot Stewart, you're too young to remember him, of course.
I remember it.
Morning.
Morning.
and relax as we head into the afternoon. Maybe it should
track.
Be 11.
Sweet track.
Ah, well, you're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren Radio, and it's the start of a... Well, it's no longer started, actually, 24 minutes into the 51st edition of Sound and Nick's Vision, or as we like to say, Season 2, Volume 1. I'm borrowing that from the wonderful world of Chilpack Hollywood after, I think, 11 years on the same broadcasting platform. They've decided to start a second season. One heck of a long first season, still. Coming up next, a new feature on Sound and Nick's Vision, Nick's Top Photographic Tips. We haven't quite worked out the sort of copywriting for that as yet, but it's basically Nick, who is a fantastic rock art photographer. Rock art photographer?
Yeah, you're right.
And we'll be talking about some hints and tips for people who may be coming to photography and be a little bit scared, even with all the digital world that we actually have, about what they should be doing and so on and so forth. It can give you all sorts of things. We'll find out what the first one is after the next little piece of music, which is the Black Crowes.
Good burn.
And is this a case of if your camera is left on a radiator, it will become hard to handle?
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah. So all the hand and I. Oh, yeah. Baby. A good love hand. Baby. Baby. Oh, a good love hand. I need your love. I got my hands.
And the first in the series of Nick's top photographic tips is what, Nick? What would you like to recommend?
I think I'm going to talk about the obvious one, the standout one for me in today's business, and that is the subject of equipment. Don't get drawn in. Don't get drawn in. You don't have to spend 10 grand to be a good photographer. It's not about that at all. It's about what you see, not what you buy.
That's profound. I mean, that's so profound. I think that's going to echo and resonate. So the key thing is don't spend more than you need to or even that you want to. It's not all about the size of the whole thing. It's all about the
It's a very strange kind of misconstruction that is come with the digital age, really.
You know? I suppose that scrapped any sponsorship deals we might have had with Kodak, although they've gone out of business anyway with their film these days. So, hey.
Well, they're one of the main reasons we're in the situation that we are, because they were one of the main developers of digital format cameras.
Take that, Mr. K. Well, it's brought us round to my choice.
Your choice.
Very exciting. It's a Gibraltarian.
It's a Waterman?
A Gibraltarian, a man who was born in Gibraltar.
Ah, okay.
Although you may not know him as a man who was born in Gibraltar, because he had a wonderful hit. He had several hits, actually. Free Electric Band, he wrote.
Ah, Albert Hammond.
Exactly. Very good. And also The Air That I Breathe, that he also wrote for the Hollies.
Did he really?
He did, indeed. That was his.
Goodness.
And When I Need You, which was also covered by Leo Sayer. That was another Albert Hammond thing. So often underrated Gibraltarian songwriter. And there's this one, which I personally think is just an awesome fable and a tale, which kind of goes out to anybody within the business of show who kind of has all the dreams, all the beliefs, all the wonderment. They get the offer, they think it's all going to be great. It doesn't work out like that at all. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's quite a poignant line, because, you know, prepare to have a box of tissues to hand as you dab your eyes.
It's a bit of a crier.
It is, because it never rains in Southern California, so boy, don't they warn you. It pours, man. It pours.
Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya, it pours, man, it pours. Self-respect, I'm out of bread. I'm underloved, I'm underfed. I wanna go home. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya, it pours, man, it pours. Tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Give me a break. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Girl, don't they warn ya, it pours.
been having a look at a series of video images that were put together, still images that all kind of worked through that 1972 hit, I should say, for Albert Hammond. Huge, very, very, very large responsibility there, Nick. Hopefully I did you justice in terms of actually selecting my first choice for Show 51, Albert Hammond, It Never Rains.
I think you did. It was a good track. I do remember it. I've got to confess, I thought it was by somebody else.
That, you see, that's
why. I thought it was an American guy.
Yeah.
But wonderful. Wonderful tune.
Well, there we have it.
Good choice.
And from one kind of weather condition, which clearly we've had quite enough of in terms of the East Midlands and in Britain in general, rain, etc., where it never rains in Lincolnshire, but girl, don't they warn you, it pours. See what I did there? Lincolnshire as opposed to Southern California. Oh, well.
Same place, same kind of vibe.
I think so.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go to Cast, or to use the vernacular, Cast, because of course they are a scouse band, with Fine Time. Also featured at number 51?
No. I caught up with these guys in the summer, actually. I did some editorial stuff with them, and I loved them.
I really
did like them.
They've done a whole range of wonderful tunes.
And they look good. They
well,
do.
You know, they were around in the 90s.
Yeah, I know they were. They're very, very seasoned band.
Last century, yeah. And still going strong.
But they do look good.
My time was running wild, a million dead end streets and Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to blow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time.
Strange.
Frank Madaloni might have actually been collaborating with David Bowie on that. Or David Jones. Frank Madaloni, you might well ask.
Is the legend that is Earl Slick.
There you are, you see. No catching out Nick Elliott when it comes to Earl Slick and appreciating that his original birthing name was Frank Madaloni in Brooklyn, New York, on October the 1st, a wee while ago. And he's in this country.
He is.
At this moment in time, as we go out on a Thursday, Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren Radio, Earl Slick will probably be just chilling out and sorting out all sorts of things.
He's on the way to Newcastle, actually, as we speak. His second show tonight of the Slicky Speaks tour, which he's over here doing. First show was last night in Glasgow. And I'm catching up with him next week.
Much like yourself, Nick, of course, he's worked with David Bowie, he's worked with John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Robert Smith from The Cure. He's also worked with John Waite, missing you, Tim Curry and David Coverdale, Whitesnake. And, of course, the North East, not Newcastle, but Saltburn. And, of course, currently living in the Greater Toronto Area alongside his peers and family. And, of course, share with us, Nick, how are you connected with Earl Slick?
Well, the project that I've been working with Earl on for nearly 5 years. I didn't realise it was that long.
The Starship Enterprise mission, isn't it?
Sorry?
5-year mission. Space.
Indeed.
The Star Trek Enterprise.
To boldly go.
That's taken us off into a whole different line of things there.
Yes.
But still, yes, so Earl Slick clearly connecting from that point. Yeah, I know you've been very excited about him coming back to Britain, coordinating various other bits and pieces. Is it going to reach a wonderful fruition?
Yes, it is. The thing is pretty much coming to an end, or the present project that we've been working on together. As I said a few minutes ago, it's coming up to 5 years old. Every time he comes into the UK, we hook up. And I'm very honoured because we've become dear friends. He gave me a call this morning. We chatted on the phone about how it was going. And I think he got here sometime last week, I think. And he's done a lot of BBC, a lot of radio, usual kind of stuff. And it should be good.
One day, maybe even when he's in New York, we can do a phone link with him.
It would be nice. That would be nice. And if he'd been more local,
he would have been.
Yeah, I would have had a chat and see if we could have got him in. And, that would have been a true honour.
It would work on that basis. And in terms of the artists that Earl has worked with, David Bowie, did you ever manage to work with?
No, not at all.
And Robert Smith, though, have you done some work with him?
No, I've shot the Cure.
Many people said they should have been done for years, actually. That's the way. It's the makeup, Robert. Put the makeup away. Too much eyeliner.
Do you think?
We're not advocating any kind of violence on that basis, because how else would you keep music live if you started shooting your artists?
Well, exactly.
It's not good at all. But Keep Music Live is a nice link, tenuous though it may be, to Soundgarden and their version of Black Hole Sun, which when I actually gave you the opportunity, Nick, in the sort of pre-pieces where we sort of basically sweat blood wondering how we can actually entertain the listener and craft the words we're going to say. And we actually came up with the notion of would you like the live version or the studio version of Black Hole Sun? You had no hesitation whatsoever in saying whatever you like.
Indeed.
So we've gone for the live version.
We're in this together.
Keep Music Live, Soundgarden, on Sound and Nick's Vision, now.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, still the warm and tired firm. Times are gone. Far too long for snakes in my shoes. Oh, can you see in my youth? I pray to keep heaven sent hell away. No one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away. Won't you come? Won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Oh.
I suppose we would all disappear in the end if we were falling into a black hole. Interestingly enough, Nick, it's also the fourth episode of the sixth season of the American series The Vampire Diaries and of the series' 115th episode overall, just in case you're wondering. Black Hole Sun, there. No connection whatsoever. But
I wasn't
just,
wondering that. No, not at all.
It's what the magic...
Not at all was I wondering that.
It's what Tim Berners-Lee set up the World Wide Web for. So we can actually interconnect those kind of things together and provide the listener with the discerning listener with some of those sort of ways forward from that point of view. So, Rolling Stones, U2, Dire Straits, Beck, Black Crowes, Albert Hammond, Cast, David Bowie, and Soundgarden. We've still to hear from the Velvet Hearts, but of that selection, which would be your choice if we were going to say, choose one of those as your big selection number for this one?
Ooh, I think it would be the Stones or Changes, I think. Changes, yeah, a lot of them going on in my life at the minute.
You see, I would have pegged you for a U2 with or without you.
That's pretty good.
Although technically on the actual script here we had without or without you, which is very confusing.
But I think that the playlists are always good, so it's always difficult.
But, well...
I'm a little bit too close to it.
Sometimes you just have to step away. It's like choosing your favourite photographic image.
It is. We're going to go out with somebody good.
Well, I'd like to think so. How can people get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision if they want to make their own suggestion or selection, or indeed if they loved your photographic tip today? Don't spend needlessly. Get a nice, usable piece of camera and all will be well.
Indeed. Well, they can contact me anywhere, social media, I'm everywhere. Just Google Nick Elliott, Rock Art Photographer, and I appear all over the place. Wikipedia, if you want to know the full 9 yards from start to finish, or to present, we'll say. But to Nick Elliott Press Office is nickelliott.info. Everything's on there. And these shows will be appearing very soon.
Yes.
There's been a bit of a gap on that front.
Well,
but
you need breathing space. You need to actually tease ahead. You need to actually open up where people are going to, how they're going to be accessing things and so on. So.
Yeah, and I've made a lot of changes. So, I mean, it's going to be coming back. You'll be able to listen to the podcast.
The fact that the majority of people who were with us in volumes 1 to 50 are dead to us, that's irrelevant.
Indeed.
It's just
dead. They are
there
buried.
Cease to be. Buried. Exactly. I don't know. I just don't go there.
You just visit with flowers.
Well, precisely. It's bad. Or possibly Velvet Hearts, which brings us around. Do we need a new catchphrase if we started a whole new series of programmes here?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to...
We went out with Keep Music Live for so long.
Yeah, well, we could think of Keep It Layered.
Keep it layered.
Keep loud.
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 Oh, right.
Keep it loud.
You see, I thought you were going into semiotics there. Keep
it
layered.
No. Loud. As in... Loud!
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's nice that the rehearsal worked very well on that basis, so it's good. Or as Jack Charlton would sort of was saying, keeping the Geordie thing going, away the louds, the lades.
Oh, that's too clever for me.
Oh, well, never mind. Talk the Velvet Hearts. Keep it loud.
Keep it loud.
Can't be without it. You got money sweating out of your skin. Oh, did you think you miss out or not know about it? Replace the loss with your fashionable finds. Talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. Talk to me. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. 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 Talk to me.